This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. In Jharkhand, polling will be held today for the first phase of assembly elections amid tight security arrangements. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts are going to polls in this phase. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 5 p.m. except at 9:50 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies, where polling will be concluded by 4 p.m. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren of BJP, from Saraikela, Rajya Sabha MP and JMN candidate Maghua Maji from Ranchi, Rameshwar Orav of Congress from Lohardaga, Sariu Rai of Janata Dal United from Jamshedpur West, and Harilal Mahato of AJSU from Ichagar are among the most important candidates whose fate will be decided today. The Chief Electoral Officer V. Ravikumar has appealed to the electorates to cast their vote fearlessly. Our correspondent reports elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free and fair polls. Voting for the by-polls in 33 assembly constituencies across 11 states, including Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala, will take place today. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka, and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Darbhanga, Bihar today and inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees in the state. In a major boost to health infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone of AIIMS Darbhanga worth over 1,260 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple national highway projects and railway projects worth over 6,800 crore rupees. 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras will be inaugurated at various railway stations across India. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of multiple initiatives in the petroleum and natural gas sector worth over 4,020 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a 3-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, will visit Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvassa. The President will interact with the students and faculty of the institute. Later, she will inaugurate Zanda Chowk School and address a public function at Silvassa. She will also visit INS Khukri Memorial in Diu. Our correspondent reports that the Zanda School Education Hub has been built at a cost of 76 crore rupees and is equipped with the state-of-the-art facilities for nearly 12,000 students. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a meeting with Minister of Foreign Affairs of Saudi Arabia Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud in New Delhi today. The Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister arrived in Delhi yesterday on a 2-day visit to India. Our correspondent reports that India and Saudi Arabia enjoy cordial and friendly relations reflecting the centuries-old economic and socio-cultural ties. India is the second-largest trade partner of Saudi Arabia, whereas Saudi Arabia is the fourth-largest trading partner of India. During financial year 23, bilateral trade was valued at $52.76 billion. The year 2024 is on track to be the warmest year on record after an extended streak of exceptionally high monthly global mean temperatures, according to a report from the World Meteorological Organization, WMO. The report released during the 29th session of the Conference of the Parties of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or COP29, noted that ambitions of the Paris Agreement are in great peril. The January-September global mean surface air temperature was 1.54 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial average, boosted by warming El Nino event, according to the analysis of 6 international data sets used by WMO. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the 30-20 match of the 4-match series at Super Sport Park Centurion, South Africa this evening. The match will start at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The series stands level at 1-1 for South Africa, secured a 3-wicket victory in the second T20. And that's the end of this news bulletin.